Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, as you get ready for Carolina here today, just a quick look back at that Montreal game. You know, another come-from-behind victory for your team. I know it's not the way you exactly drew it up, but when you look at games and maybe turning points in games, what would you say turned the game in your favor in that one?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. Obviously, the Pastrnak goal gave us life, gave the crowd life. You know, there's the altercation, I think, with Pasta and center ice. We all came together as a team, and sometimes that sparks you as well. So there's different things like that I thought can help the team get going. Kind of like Charlie had a scrap against the Rangers, and it kind of wakes the rest of the group up a little bit. And that's why there's always that argument for some of that stuff in hockey, because I think it can give you a spark. And at the end of the day, you know, that incident, you know, I think we all came together, and it kind of got us going back into the game, put some emotion into the game, because it's 82 games a year, and that's what we were lacking the other night. Montreal played a very tight checking game, played well. It was probably their game plan coming in. They'd be giving up goals, so for us, there was a little bit of not playing the right way to get past that, but that, you know, a little bit of emotion probably helped us get going in the right direction.
From where we sat, neutral zone seemed to be tough for you at times, and then when you did get some dump-ins behind the D, it seemed like Carey Price was coming out and playing it and moving the puck a lot. You know, how did the conversation go and evolve there to try to get your team to kind of put the puck into other areas?
Well, that was it. You know, we talked about it once we saw how they were going to play. You never know. They might come out and try to outscore you. Montreal's done a lot of that this year, but they were very tight. Got the first goal. I think that made a big difference for them. They got the lead. They're allowed to play that way. I don't think we were impatient shift after shift because the game never got away from us, but we just didn't stick with it from line to line. So as soon as we got any traction, you know, then we'd get back to turning it over, and then, you know, we'd have to start over almost again. And that's the type of game they wanted to play. It's going to be low scoring, so we had to eventually get our mindset around that, listen, this might be a 2-1 game because they're up 1-0. If we're going to win, it's probably not going to end up a 6-4 job, so let's stick with it. And I thought we did do a better job of that. In the second period, we started generating a little bit. All of a sudden, now they're tired in the O zone. Because what happens, Beersy, is if you do play the right way and you get pucks back, you're going to tire them out as they're defending. They dump it out, change, and that's when you start to get the attack opportunities and get a little more flow into your game. So that was the message, and I think we slowly tilted it. Had a couple of plays that didn't go our way where Tuukka made big saves to give us a chance to get the lead or tie the game, and eventually we did, and that's how it played out for us.
You mentioned Tuukka making some saves, but on the other side of it, from a defensive side of it, I know that's an area that you wanted to improve here recently, cutting down on the grade A chances. Do you think that your team has started a trend in that direction? It certainly seems like the guys are a little bit more physical maybe around the front of the net right now.
Yeah, I think we got a little loose at times. Some of that's opposition. Some of it's you're scoring a lot, so you feel, well, if we, you know, one goes in, we'll get it back, and a bit of that mentality. And I want guys to have a positive mentality that we can overcome a lot. So that's the good thing about having some of these comebacks and some of those mistakes that we're able to overcome. But it will bite you eventually. The other night, we gave up not a lot 5-on-5. Most of it was puck management related, and that's just players having to execute a little better. I don't think it was structure. So from a coaching standpoint, you're excited to see them buying back into the structure that makes us a tight defensive team. And hopefully tonight, some of those miscues we made in the neutral zone, especially with, you know, our puck plays, are less and less.
David Backes gets the game-winning goal on a nice pass from David Krejci. What does it mean to the team, I guess, to see a guy like David Backes and some of the things that he's been through, whether it be physical or being sat out for games, I mean, get back in there and really contribute?
Well, he's going to feel good about himself. That's what every player wants. They want to be part of the group. You know, injuries has taken him out. I've made some decisions to put other players in, and David's been good about that. Doesn't like it, but, you know, when he knows when he goes back in there, gets his opportunity for whatever reason, that he needs to be better than the guys that are in behind him. So that's just the way we tried to do it around here and create some internal competition. So to get back to it, yeah, I was very happy for him too. I want him to succeed. I want every player on our team to succeed. Force me into tough decisions. That's the best thing a coach can have, is tough decisions, who to take out of the lineup. I mean, we love that. There's no way I want any player to go out and fail, so my job becomes easier. We want them to succeed. He did. And I think he saw the joy on the bench, too. I think guys were genuinely happy for David. Why? Because he's a good guy. He's a good pro. He's been good to the young guys around here. For me, he's a hardworking guy when he hasn't played. So, again, for all of us, top down, I think we're all happy for David, and hopefully he can sustain it.
Carolina Hurricanes in town. Your first look at them since the conference finals last year. What have you seen from them so far? I mean, as advertised, fast team, come at you hard, be aggressive?
Yeah, I'd say all of those. I think their younger guys have grown a little bit. Some of them, I'm not sure how to pronounce their name just yet, so I'm going to, but you know, 37 and 88 and Neshkash, I believe, is Svechnikov. These guys are, they're good young players. They got lots of confidence. I think that, you know, Brendan Moore does a good job with that. Their young group, are they're playing to their strengths, they're on you. They've drafted well, they've developed well. Good organization in that regard. You saw it, they won a championship in the American League last year. A lot of these young guys, Tampa did that a few years ago. They brought them up and you see the success they have. So they've done it the right way. They're an honest, coming straight at you team. I think we exposed them last year by countering their aggressiveness. We were ready for it in that playoff series when we finally got to our game. And so you can get some good chances against them because they want to push the pace. But you got to win puck battles, you got to win your races, and you got to be on your toes. And you know that's what we're going to need tonight.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.